KD2PFM, KA3TFB. Kevin, you still there?
KA3TFB, this is KD2FPM. Hey, how goes it tonight?
Kevin, one of those few days, well, it's been exception. Best I could say, I slept in a little bit. Didn't have a lot of interruptions. We stayed in a cool place here this afternoon and had a siesta under the large sombrero. So had good meals and just a chance to sit down and relax, you know, not worry about too much. Father-in-law did came in this afternoon briefly. He wanted to get his truck fixed, so he came in to see me and him and his wife. So other than that, it was exceptionally very, very well. And how about yours?
Yeah, I'm still unpacking my stuff from today when I was at the hospital here with the radio club, because we were managing communications for the inductions at the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. So otherwise I would have probably run the preamble tonight for the net here, but unfortunately, like I said, I didn't have all my stuff unpacked so I could actually have something to read from. So man, I tell you, I'm like in overload. I'm just tired, that's all. So plus it had the downpour after that. Went from 81 degrees down to 76 in about 10 minutes. But, man, I'll tell you, that humidity, like you say, you could almost cut it with a knife. That's how thick it is out there tonight. KD3TFB, this is KD2FPM.
Enter KVR.
Yeah, go ahead, station.
Oh, sorry, I thought the net was on tonight. Okay, I'll change it and listen, guys. Enter KVR.
Yeah, well, there was no net tonight, at least not yet. But anyhow, you feel free to come on in the conversation. This is KA3TFB through the EchoLink system. And Kevin, I'll tell you what, it was 86 today. And then when the rain came up north, it cooled everything down. So we're now at 75 with a 90% humidity. So, like you say, it's as thick as can be. The other station there, you want to join a conversation here, or we haven't convened on a net. This is KA3TFB.
Okay, I've tried to get into this frequency on EchoLink, but I don't know why. I connect with any station but this one. I don't know what's going on. Can't figure it out. I will eventually, but right now I'm waiting for that Windows 29 to come out so I can change everything over and reset up EchoLink and get it going. Of course, reload my computer. By the way, my name is Richard. I live right here in Boonville. Back to you. Enter KVR.
Yeah, I'll pick this back up. Hey, I'm not an expert. I'm not an expert in EchoLink. I am not an expert. But what I found out is two things. If you do have a setup that allows you to use the, I'm going to say it epoxy, not epoxy, epoxy, P-O-X-Y, that allows the equipment to set up for two distinct dedicated communication devices, which includes yours. When I say proxy, I'm talking about software. The software of the proxy allows you to set your EchoLink up to dedicate two pieces of equipment for you to communicate with. There are advantages to this and there are some disadvantages. I think a lot of people make a mistake is that they don't wait long enough for the repeater to drop out. And they may not be able to see when it does happen, and you can't always, see or make an adjustment. I've told this to Kevin too, that he has, and a lot of other people have, a way where they just drop off. They're talking, but they drop off the sound. And I'm not exactly sure why this happens. I know myself that the sound has dropped off, and for me to establish a link again that's active, I just hit the transmit key. I hit the transmit key even though someone else is talking, and that allows the audio to come back. Kevin, if you're still there, you can pick it up. KA3TFB through the EchoLink system. Over.
Yeah, KD2FPM, I'm still here. Unfortunately, I'm having some issues with my network tonight. It keeps cutting out on me here. I don't know. Maybe because we have approximately 50,000 extra people here in the Otsego County area, you know, that are part of the induction ceremonies from the Baseball Hall of Fame today. So I may be just suffering some lag with the network at that point. I'll turn it back over to you. This is KD2FPM.
KD2FPM, KA3TFB, and the group. Rich is logged on through the EchoLink. Rich, we're not having a net tonight, or the net has not convened tonight, but there's another gentleman that's local, and you're on the EchoLink desk. Go ahead if you want to say something. This is KA3TFB.
No, actually, I'm not on EchoLink. I tried to connect and couldn't. It won't connect through. But I went up to Louisville and connected up there, no problem at all. So, go figure, you know? And good evening, Kevin. I hear you all the time, too. And I wish I was back out in Cooperstown again. I've been out there three times to go to the Baseball Hall of Fame, and all three times it was closed. So I guess it's not in the cards for me to go there. Pass it over to Kevin to get this round table.
Yeah, I hear you there. I haven't been actually inside the Hall of Fame in years. As a matter of fact, I got a quick little funny story. Several years ago, Yogi Berra was here in town, and a friend of mine, he couldn't make it up to get a signature. He wanted to get a signed baseball. So my buddy and I volunteered to go up on his behalf. And we got to the location, which was the old Newberry's, which is now, I guess they call it the General Store, next to the Hall of Fame, and they had all the inductees and whatnot, you know, past whatnot, you know, players and what, you know, whatever they're signing, you know, baseballs or other memorabilia. Well, we came in the back door, and unbeknownst to us, I guess there was a process where you were supposed to purchase tickets and then, you know, get the memorabilia and then bring it with the paid ticket and then get an autograph. Well, all I heard was last call for Berra, last call for Berra. I go, right here. And they ushered me right over to him. I had my friend run over, go grab a baseball in a box and threw it over the top of the crowd. I caught it with my bare hand and then opened it up, and then Yogi Berra signed it, and then my buddy and I, you know, took the ball in the box, went up front, paid for it, and then we heard some people grumbling they had to pay like $20 to $50 for a ticket to get an autograph, and I was like, whoops. So that's my funny note for the night. KD2FPM, back to the round table.
This is KA3TFB. Well, you know, I'm going to say only in America. If you become very good at chasing a ball, whether it's golf, basketball, football, soccer, yeah, you know, there's so many of these varieties of ideas of chasing a ball, and you're good at it, I guess you could make a lot of money. But it's a business. And, you know, Kevin, I'm just happy that that worked out for you, you know, because some of the processes that you follow, you know, if you don't know all the rules or know the rules explained to you, you know, you kind of can be embarrassed when you don't know. I've had my mother used to work when she was alive. She used to work for a pie trainer's wife, and she got some stuff from her. But they didn't pay those people a lot of money back then, you know, and there weren't a lot of benefits like they are today.
Yeah, well, they had one major benefit back then, too. The money went a lot farther than ours does today. It's unreal. I don't know if anybody heard, but I heard something. I read something on, Yahoo News, about they're supposed to be changing the bill to a substitute bill, whatever it is, the dollar bill or whatever bill it is. Well, all the currency, I'm not sure which one it is. I just shook my head at it, didn't even bother reading it. How are you, Kevin? That's KPI.
Yeah, I can't remember. I think it might have been the $10 bill is one I had heard something about. Now I'm thinking it might be the $20. I don't remember now. I know they were talking about making a change, and I guess it's caused a bit of an uproar with people, you know, because, you know, our currency is so worthless to begin with, and I don't mean that, you know, in a horrible way, but it's an honest look at it. I mean, I'm thinking back, and I mean, I'm not really what I consider all that old. I'm in my mid-late 40s, but I do remember a time where a dollar went a long ways, and now it seems like you need $10 to do what $1 used to do. So, you know, it's kind of scary when you think about it, because, you know, I can remember as a kid, you valued a dollar, and, you know, you really, you know, made it do something for you. Now, forget it. I mean, even the dollar menus at the local fast food joints, it's not really even a dollar anymore. It's, you know, started to go up, and it's like, oh, boy, here we go. Inflation. So with that, I'll send it back to the roundtable. This is KD2FPM.
KA3TFB through the EchoLink system. I had thought that years ago they already had the new money printed up and are waiting for just an opportunity to introduce this new money. And this has been a subject of discussion. I know that they wanted to drop off the word God off of some of this money, and God we trust, and there was something that came out that didn't have that on, and I don't know much about that. I know when I went to college in Boston, the tuition and room and board and all that was between $5,000 and $6,000 a year. So I had a chance last year to go back to the same college, university in Boston, and it cost $63,000 for the first year. I don't know about anybody else, but I wouldn't have that kind of money to go to school. And talking about hyperinflation, we hear now that gold is going to drop down below $1,000 an ounce. And that's a critical factor because a lot of people were hedging on the fact that they had something of value. And that's going backwards. So I don't know what's going to happen in the future. I know you got to hang on to what you got. You got to make every decision smart. And with that, we'll turn it back over to the next person in the round table. Again, this is KA3TFB through the EchoLink system.
Sounds to me like I'm the old fuddy-duddy of the group. I probably am. I'm in my mid-60s, going toward the middle part between the mid and the high 60s, you know. And, yeah, well, the government's hollering because all these people can't afford to pay their student loans. Well, what do you expect? When inflation goes up that high, their money, their earnings don't go up that high. They don't have anything left to pay. That's all there is to it. You know, I know some of them are just out to get money, extra money, and go do things and not pay it. But, those are the ones they ought to go after. But the ones that really can't afford it, you know, let it go. But give them a chance to pay it off somehow, you know. If you have to lower the payment to $1 a month or whatever, give them a chance. I know a couple of people that fought with them about it. And one of them became disabled. Took them 10 years to get it dismissed. Because there was no possible way they were going to work. And another person took them 15 years before it got dismissed. Can you imagine how much interest it built up in those 10 years, 10 or 15 years? It was unreal. And I know today I also took a look at some of the college tuition out there, and I'm glad there's free education online now. I urge all the kids I can to go online and get an education. And don't pay a dime. And I always tell them, the best two places to go is Cowan University and Allison. Cowan University's got fantastic courses. I've taken a couple of them over there online, and I love them. Okay, over to you, Kevin, into KPR.
Yeah, KD2FPM back in here. Yeah, I understand. My gosh, you know, I'm thinking back when I was in college, and I mean, I only got out just about 16 years ago. And, you know, I remember working, at one point I was working 5 jobs just to keep afloat, plus going to school full-time. And, you know, by summertime, you know, if I didn't have any classes and whatnot, I was out on the road pushing as hard as I could to get as much money as fast as I could so I'd have something to fall back on, you know, for the next semester. And then during the break between the fall semester and the spring semester, we'd have about a month off, and I would really ramp myself up full force. And I would only take just a few days off right around like the Christmas holiday and the New Year's. And then outside of that, I was on the road just go, go, go. And then once I got back to school, I got back in the routine. And, you know, that way I knew what days I had off from classes. And then I would just push like crazy and work as much as I could. And I don't know. I look back, I go, how the heck did I do that? But I managed. But, I was lucky I came through with no long-term bills or anything like that. Thank God, because the situation I'm in now, I would be really in over my head. So, you know, I kind of just sit back here, just scratch my head going, gee, how am I going to make that work? All right, on that note, I'm going to throw it back out there. KD2FPM, back to the table.
KA3TFB picking it up. For those who don't know, you know, here's a couple things that I've utilized over the years. One is Open to Study. It's spelled OPEN, the number 2, study, STUDY, Open to Study. And there's a range of classes that you can take that are absolutely free. Another URL is Allison, Allison Classes, A-L-I-S-O-N, space classes. And you can take this education for free. It's all free. You don't have to pay a dime. But when you do want to print a certificate or your diploma or whatever you get from one of these classes, it'll cost you a few bucks. A lot of things you can sharpen up on or review. There's another one. You can go to seminaries online. One of the better seminaries online is it's called BiblicalTraining.org. It's absolutely free. Might even take you 5 years to go through this program, and you don't have to pay a dime. And there's all kind of other things. You know, it just takes someone with some initiative, and if you want to sharpen your skills in a certain area, some of it involves taking tests, some of it involves reading, some of it involves other things, you know. It all depends on how much you put into it. And of course, you know, colleges in Pittsburgh here, you can go to any one of them and pay thousands of dollars, I guess, for something that you can get for free. Back to net control.
don't know who net control is, but I think you mean me. Okay, the other universe, I mentioned Allison, and the other one I mentioned was Khan. K-H-A-N. That is an online university that's got every possible thing, class you can think of, and some that you can't think of. Believe me, I've been on there and looked at the curriculum, and I was amazed. I was just trying to find one little course. It took me over an hour to go through the curriculum so I could find them. The course list so I could find them, not curriculum. There's another one called Coursera. They have free classes, but they also have paid classes. I tell everybody to stay away from that. The young people, I say, go in the service, get your GI Bill so you can go to college. But nowadays, forget it. There's a lot of men can't even go to college, can't afford it. But there's another place, is Westminster University over in Ireland. We have MIT right here in America that has free courses. May not be able to get a free degree, but you get a lot of your courses that are already done. You know, get them online. You can learn things like programming. The language programming is free, and web design is free, and you can get computer science degree. Actually, get that free, too. Because all the courses they have on there are free. But they also have online courses where you have to pay. But a lot of them, you know, you can find free courses there. And there's some other colleges, too. I think Pittsburgh State also is one that has free online courses. Yeah, you're not going to get your four-year degree on there, but you'll get a good head start on it. I'll say that. Okay, over to you there, Kevin, and to keep you up.
All right, KD2FPM back in here. I probably should say a quick shout-out to my friends, the Jaegers, up on LaSchultz Road there. Hopefully their neighbors across the street have their scanner going, and maybe if they hear us chatting, they'll relay our message across the street to my friends. So on that note, I do have to bail on you because I've got another net coming up here in a few minutes. The Oneida County Traffic Emergency Net will be coming on. I know probably Jack will be coming up to check this repeater K2ZMZ. Because I know they're going to get things ready on the 145-170, and then they do all the satellites. So I got to get ready to hit my repeater down here, the 146-850. So on that note, I will say 7-3 to the both of you. Thank you for a good conversation tonight, and I will hopefully catch you guys tomorrow. I will hopefully be in the Mohawk Valley tomorrow. So say a little prayer. I can get myself together, get my last-minute details done. I've got to truck my way up into the Mohawk Valley. I got some stuff. I got to take care of some business this week, and then going to be hopefully doing the bike train up on the the Saranac Lake to Clear Lake. I'm praying that will work out. My fiance and I are supposed to be going to do that. So, on that note, like I say, I'll say 7-3. KD2FPM will be clear on your final.
Okay, Kevin, before you flink off, I got a quick question for you. Does the 8.5 have a tone on it?
Yes, it's 167.9. Again, that's 167.9. Most of Otsego County's repeaters are set up on that, so that way it doesn't accidentally open the repeaters senselessly. So if you program that in on your transmit, you should be able to get out. And I do believe we both have it both up and down on our repeaters, so that way you get a quiet, nice quiet sound coming in through your radio. Hopefully that helps you. KD2FPM, back to you.
Yeah, when I used to live in Remsen over on Main Street, I used to be able to get into the 8.5 and 6.1 and a lot of those other repeaters down there, Cherry Valley. But I can't do it from here, so I'm in a valley here, so can't do it from here. Okay, I'll say 733, have a good one, pass it back over to our other gentleman here, and to KBR.
KD2AIT repeater, this is KA3TFB. Gentlemen, I'm going to log off. Best of the evening to you both. Kevin, I wish you well in what you're doing. May you have your Godspeed and your activities there. It looks like you're busy. And the other gentlemen, I wish you the best of the evening here. And we're going to go get something for free. We're going to go to bed, get some free sleep. And with that in mind, we're going to sign off. KA3TFB, thanking all those who were responsible for the Echolink system to be on here. 7-3s to all, and good night.
Yep, good night, everybody. Have a good one. And Kevin, when you come up this way tomorrow, drive carefully. Thank you, KPR.
Okay, roger that. Hopefully I'll be able to connect with you tomorrow. I will try to fire up the Echolink a couple different times if I can't get directly into the repeater. Sometimes I get in a good location. I can actually hit the Boonville repeater from the north side of Utica. So on that note, I will say 7-3. I would like to thank everyone for use of the Echolink system on this repeater, and I will hopefully be able to connect with you guys tomorrow or tomorrow night, definitely. KD2FPM will be out, and I am going to sign out of the Echolink system. Good night, and take care, 7-3.
Just to let you know, I'm usually around all day long, most days, and I listen to the 3-3 and the 6-5-5. And to KPM.
Okay, yeah, roger that. I'll try to remember that because I have both those repeaters programmed in my radio and my mobile as well as my portable. All right, my friend, you take care. 7-3, KD2FPM is clearing out.
To the United County. Traffic and emergency net. We're looking for stations that would like to check in tonight. We're without traffic. All stations are welcome. Stations can help us.
This is Enter WBX. Good evening, Jay.
And to keep your head, good evening, Jack.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
Okay, very good. N2WBX, good evening, Dennis. N2KPL, good evening, Rich. KC2NBU, good evening, Ray. Thank you all for checking in tonight. Much appreciated. Looking for additional stations with or without traffic. Any additional stations for Octane with or without traffic? Thank you all for checking in tonight. Much appreciated, folks. I know you didn't have a net there tonight. I was kind of eavesdropping on the side. 7-3s, KA2R. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2R.
And 5AOW Mobile Deck. Don't know if you hear me, but anyway, no traffic.
I gotcha. And 5AOW Mobile. Drive safe. Okay, thanks for checking in. I appreciate that. And have a good evening, have a good day tomorrow. Okay, K2ZNZ.
Hello, KK4NXA. KK4NXA. KK4NXA, portable.